Heidi, how is everyone doing today?
I'm really excited to be here. My name is Ali Salama, and as the CEO and founder of Empower, I am so honored to be sharing with you this story today, because I don't think I've ever shared it. And you know, a lot of people see this person, this 30 under 30 Forbes social entrepreneur guy, mental health, social, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But they don't even know how I made my first dollar, or my first buck, as they say. And that was a freaking scary story. I mean, whoever really hates selling, yeah, I never was comfortable talking about money in my life. Until I had to kind of make a decision. Do I want to stay in an office, or do I want to live a very adrenaline type of life? And that's an entrepreneurial life. So without further ado, I just want to actually be so real today, because today I will share with you how Empower became a business from an Instagram page. And that was through a little bit of creativity that I think that anyone listening to this podcast may ask themselves, or may learn something from what I'm about to share with you, and ask themselves the right questions, because I think this story, there are a few nuggets that we can all take away after listening to this. So it all starts with a failure, right? You want to do something, but you just don't know how, or you failed, or simply it just isn't working. So Empower Mag, yeah, went to the WHO, the World Health Organization, tried to become a youth speaker. Literally, I was getting paid $13 an hour to speak in schools around Ontario. I was living in like Canada, and my parents were like, hey, didn't you graduate? Shouldn't you work? I'm like, yep, I'm working. I'm learning how to become a speaker, a youth. Imagine telling your Egyptian parents, or your minority, or Middle Eastern parents, I am becoming a speaker and I'm going to live off of that. My dad was like literally about to swear at me. I mean, he... Oh my goodness, that was so funny. But I laugh right now because I'm in a position to laugh. But at the time, trust me, it was not funny. I was really trying to... I remember going to those, like hopping in those subways and going to those schools and thinking to myself, oh my goodness, the day this makes sense, I'm going to laugh so hard. And here I am laughing. So anyways, I got the chance to speak because I wanted to volunteer in charities. Guys, this is not how I monetized Empower, but we're going to get to it. The magazine wasn't working, so I was staying home. Yeah, editing really doesn't take time. I mean, you put one or two articles every 2 days or 3 days. That doesn't take that much time to write. I mean, I'm a very... You have to be very driven as an entrepreneur. You have to always want to seek answers. So that wasn't really filling my cup. And so what I did was I volunteered in a charity, and I was like, guys, look, I'm going to volunteer. I better get out of the house. I better meet people, and I better share my passion with people. And then people, it will rub off and I will learn a lot of stuff. That was when I learned my passion for speaking, which is why I'm speaking on this podcast today. And when I got to speak, I mean, I was joining those guys in speaking, and everyone with me, they were there like with this charity for 2 years. And I was, you know, right off the bat, we were, of course, going to high school. So all the kids were like, whoa, who is this guy? And slowly but surely, I realized that I had a skill set because I loved what I was doing. And that's what I'm going to also share with you about sales, right? Because I'm talking about how we make money. Do you really sell, or do you love what you're doing so much that automatically people are convinced or aggregating and like are just feeling it off you? So they emotionally buy from you because they know that you can't be a con. I mean, you can be a con if you use it to manipulate people, but this is a very great skill set when it comes from a purity of your heart. And that's passion. So yeah, I suddenly quit that youth organization. I was like, all right, how can I use my skill sets in talking? So I started a podcast. And then slowly but surely, I traveled to LA, and I traveled to Orlando because those were the biggest festivals just right before COVID hit. COVID hit in March 2020. I was in LA January 2020 and March 2020, just before the Italian sort of wave hit in Italy, where people were dying like crazy. I remember in Florida, some Italians were there, and a few people were scared. Oh, I got in contact with an Italian. Anyways, after Florida in March, Podfest, I came back, I took my podcast to a different height, and then I started realizing, hey, Ali, why don't I start asking for people who are in the mental health sector? Why don't I just offer them to make a podcast? So what I did is I hopped on a call with a very well-known person who does sexual health education, and whatever happened between us, you know, that's just for what happened. But the reality of what, like, the engagement between me and her was, I told her, hey, look, do you want to get verified? Do you want to build more authority? Do you want to, you know, get on those stages and speak and become that point of authority, that KOL that we use always at Empower? Because Empower, I don't use the word influencer. I use KOL. If you're not a KOL, if you're not a key opinion leader, that is it. That's all that we care about at Empower, because I hate the term influencers. Like, what do you have influence over? Like a bunch of, you know what I mean? Like, this meme culture stuff isn't for me. Anyways, building authority and building influence, I told her, hey, look, start a podcast. Anyways, she had already a huge following. So I took my business skills and I made sure that what I learned from, you know, the conferences that I went to. So I invested in myself. I knew that I had a skill set, and I then applied it with other people, and she succeeded. She became the number one podcast in Egypt, and that was the story. And that was when I realized, wow, you know, I did that and I did not get paid, and that was, you know, my first trial. Let's go for it. Let's run with it. And that was when I started Empower's podcasting network. And that was when I started charging a few hundred dollars a month to clients around the region that had the need, that had courses, that had a traffic need to get some traffic somewhere to convert them into clients. And podcast listeners, they're not followers, they're listeners. They pretty much podcasting, I mean, just a quick crash course on podcasting, 70% of listeners have a higher degree education. So they actually went to university. So they have more to spend on services, well-being services. So I was like, I got on calls. I got on probably like tens of calls. At that time, I had someone dear, very dear to me, who was working with me, Kareem. And he helped so much. And I remember we were hopping on and off calls, and we managed to seal a few deals. And that was when, you know, money started coming into Empower. And that was when I realized that, wow, my biggest skill set is content. So let's start getting the best content team. And when I started to make money and monetizing Empower, I started hiring the best talent. So two talents that we have now, a designer that literally revolutionized the Empower look and feel, and then a content copywriter, who is the best mental health copywriter. I mean, we're now 50,000 followers. I think when she joined, we were like 8,000 or 10,000. Guys, when you understand how to monetize something that you're good at doing by offering it as a service for others, and by others referring it to other people of their friends, that's when you know you have a business and you have a reputation. And from a kid that started a magazine in his room in Toronto, after speaking at, you know, MIT, Harvard, the UN, WHO, the World Federation. I mean, you can have all those really pretty logos, but still not know how to make a buck, right? You need to be able to sell yourself in a manner that is so decent, and in a manner that, you know, almost gives off and rubs empathy towards someone else. Like, you feel they need this need and you are convinced. And now, today, the clients that we have are not just making more bookings off of their podcasts. They are doing more sales off of their courses. They're number one on Apple. Look, you might argue, yeah, I did it kind of new in the Middle East, but I mean, you have networks here that have 3 million downloads over the past, you know, 2 years. And for the first time, I mean, we just passed 500,000 downloads in 6 months, but it's just because you chose the right people. You understand who needs the exact need that you're offering, and you do it in a very, very well etiquette manner. I think by understanding other people's needs and by you being able to give them what you know helped you on your journey. Like, I know a podcast helped me land Microsoft speaking gigs, that helped me become this mental health spokesperson, this ambassador, this entrepreneur, because of the authority it gave me. I mean, think about it. Who talks on a podcast for 10 minutes about something unless they actually have something to say, right? It gives you authority. So that is what I sold to those people that were in a bucket of Instagram, you know, fiasco with not that much people seeing them. And when you have your face on a podcast, it's like Oprah, you know, Super Sundays or Soul Sundays. Like, you become a person, because that is what you need to succeed when you need to, when you're in a business that you need to stand out. So I just wanted to share that with you, because everyone here listening to me right now has something that they are very special at, that if they offer it as a service, I don't care if it's even walking the dogs, but finding why the dog is great to be taken care of for that person's well-being, and that's it right there, right? So I just wanted to say that. I know it sounds very weird, but this is how I monetized Empower, and I urge everyone as well who is looking forward to a way or to a means to get what they're to get towards their passion can find that. I hope you guys like this episode. This was just a storytelling episode, and I'll see you next week on a new episode of Empathy Always Wins. Yalla, ma alf salama. In life and in business, empathy, it always wins.